And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. And there is one very big story going on in Washington, isn't
there? Sure is, Fran. Look, the only precedent we have for what is happening in the United States today is the Watergate scandal of the 1970s. During that scandal, much of the most important information, the biggest revelations, didn't come from a special counsel investigation, but from hearings conducted in the Congress, where witnesses such as former White House lawyer John Dean turned on their old boss Richard Nixon and testified against him.
There was also maintained what was called an enemies list, which is rather extensive and continually being updated.
I wonder, are these documents that are in the possession of the committee?
No, but I'd be happy to submit them to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I think the committee would like very much to have a copy of that memorandum.
John Dean.
Well, those were the days.
Yeah. John Dean served 4 months in prison for obstruction of justice. Overnight, US President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has done his best to follow in John Dean's footsteps. Here's how Michael Cohen felt about Donald Trump before he was arrested.
Mr. Trump truly cares about America. He loves this country. He cares about the American people. He knows what it's going to take to fix it. Donald Trump is this uber billionaire real estate developer, possibly the greatest negotiator in the history of this planet.
And here he is today, testifying before the House Oversight Committee in the U.S. Congress.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
Last year, Michael Cohen was raided, arrested, and charged with a number of crimes. That included crimes he committed on his own, like bank fraud and tax fraud, and crimes he claims to have committed at the direction of Donald Trump, like illegal campaign donations in the form of hush money payments to two women, a porn star and underwear model, who were alleging that they'd had affairs with Donald Trump in 2006. Cohen pleaded guilty to all of those crimes and named Donald Trump as a co-conspirator in that hush money payment one. Today, he has fronted the Congress in front of the cameras and said that he can provide proof that the president committed crimes while in office.
I am providing the committee today with several documents, and these include a copy of a check Mr. Trump wrote from his personal bank account after he became president, to reimburse me for the hush money payments I made to cover up his affair with an adult film star and to prevent damage to his campaign.
But that's not the only documents Cohen provided. He also provided financial statements he says shows evidence of illegal acts by Trump's company, as well as a document he says shows Trump used charitable funds to pay for a portrait of himself.
A copy of an article with Mr. Trump's handwriting on it that reported on the auction of a portrait of himself that he arranged for the bidder ahead of time and then reimbursed the bidder from the account of his nonprofit charitable foundation.
These documents make it clear that Cohen's intention is to assist with the multiple investigations probing Donald Trump as much as he can, including the ones looking at his finances, his business, his campaign, his inauguration, and his presidency. Cohen also says that he witnessed Donald Trump speaking with a political operative named Roger Stone about the dump of Clinton campaign emails before they were publicly dumped.
In July of 2016, days before the Democratic convention, I was in Mr. Trump's office when his secretary announced that Roger Stone was on the phone. Mr. Trump put Mr. Stone on the speakerphone. Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign.
That is a bombshell allegation and indicates that Trump had connections with WikiLeaks, who US intelligence says was dumping documents on behalf of the Russian government 6 months before the election. But Michael Cohen has no proof of that at all. And the thing about Michael Cohen is that he is a liar. He has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, including to the exact committee he is testifying against, something which Republican Congress members were keen to remind him.
You made an oath last time you were here, and that oath meant nothing to you then. This is the first time in the history of Congress we have someone testifying here who has already been convicted of lying to Congress. So congratulations for being the first in Congress to do that.
But Michael Cohen says that's no longer who he is.
I did the same thing that you're doing now for 10 years. I protected Mr. Trump for 10 years. And I can only warn people, the more people that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Cohen has been sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison. With good behaviour, he could be out in 2.5. Donald Trump says that the reason Michael Cohen is saying all these things about him is to try and get a shorter prison sentence. But Michael Cohen's testimony wasn't all about proof and allegations of lies. Cohen also told anecdotes to try and illustrate the character of Donald Trump. Here's a few of them.
Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make his brand great, not to make our country great. He had no desire or intention to lead this nation. Mr. Trump tasked me to handle the negative press surrounding his medical deferment from the Vietnam draft. Mr. Trump claimed it was because of a bone spur, but when I asked for medical records, he gave me none and said that there was no surgery. He finished the conversation with the following comment. You think I'm stupid? Not going to Vietnam. And while we were once driving through a struggling neighborhood in Chicago, he commented that only black people could live that way. And he told me that black people would never vote for him because they were too stupid.
If you choose to believe everything Cohen says, his testimony is just one devastating bombshell after another. But apparently, it's not the whole story. Cohen says there's more.
Is there any other wrongdoing or illegal act that you are aware of regarding Donald Trump that we haven't yet discussed today?
Yes, and again, those are part of the investigation that's currently being looked at by the Southern District of New York.
It's an astonishing testimony, Fran, and it's not over as we go to where in the southeast. We're going to have more information on this coming up after 8 o'clock, because more may happen. But also, there is a lot of political argy-bargy going on in here. The Republicans are repeatedly accusing Cohen of lying. The Democrats are, you know, trying to back him up. It's been a messy testimony, but it's one that will be remembered for a long time.
And as you've just displayed, there's a lot of sort of scattergun insults there, and some of them seem to have legal basis, some of them just seem to go to Trump's vanity, and some goes to his prejudices.
Yep.
So it's, you know,
there's a lot going on and difficult to put your finger on all of it, but we'll have another crack at it after 8.
And all within days we think of the Mueller response. So thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevin, as Matt mentioned, will be joined by Phil Ewing, the National Security Editor for National Public Radio in Washington, D.C. after 8, who's glued, no doubt, to this evidence being given there in Washington.